Bible reading is taken from the book of Acts, Acts also, chapter 16, reading from verse 16 through to verse 30. Acts 30. Let us hear the word of God. When we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved." She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so troubled that he turned around and said to the spirit, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." At that moment, the spirit left her. When the owners of the slave girl realized that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas, dragged them into the marketplace to face authorities. They brought them before the magistrates and said, "These men are Jews throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept all." The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. On receiving such orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and every bonds came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself, we are all here." The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" This is the end of the Bible reading.
Thanks be to God.
Our second Bible reading is taken from Revelation chapter 22, reading from verse 12 to 17. Revelation 22, 12 to 17. Let us hear the word of God. "Behold, I'm coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. The Spirit and I say, 'Come,' and let him who hears say, 'Come.' Whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes, let him take that free gift of the water of life." This is the end of the second reading.
Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 17, reading at the 20th verse. St. John's Gospel, chapter 17, verses 20 to 26. John 17, 20 to 26. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved them. Father, I want those you have given me to be where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you love me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, and they know that you have sent me, I have made you known to them, and to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them, and that I myself may be in them. Beloved, this is the gospel of Christ.
Let us bow our heads in prayer. Father, we want to thank you. Today, our mothers are celebrating their day. The women's fellowship of this church, too, are celebrating their day. We also want to thank you for the gift of a new day and for the gift of life and strength. Your word is eternal. Your word will never fail. Grant a little heart to receive your word today. Lord Jesus, in your name, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen. I won't follow the lessons that were read to us today, because today is when the Mother's Day. I didn't have a mother for too long. I saw my mother for just 8 years. And I've sworn that whatever my wife does, I'll still keep her for of my children. Amen. Because of the bitter things I've heard through the hands of a stepmother, I've sworn that even if I should go and meet another man sleeping with her, I'll go and buy methylated spirit. Cotton wool, clean whoever the man, and take my wife back. Amen. Praise the Lord. Actually, it took a woman to bring God down. You don't go for two. You don't go for two. One woman brought God down, and you're going for two. You're in trouble. Amen. So I have for us this morning something from 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 19, from the NIV. 1 Samuel chapter 19. Early the next morning, they arose and worshipped before the Lord and then went back to home. A kind love to his wife Hannah. And the Lord remembered her. Say it, and the Lord remembered her. Say to the one sitting beside you, and this year the Lord will remember me. And to all those whose daughters are finding it difficult to bring forth children, tell her, the Lord will remember her. Amen. To the men who are struggling to have, you too, the Lord will remember you. One of the characters I like most is Hannah. I'm not saying what she was going through was that good, because there was a rival. But to the man, I'm not saying go for another one. Praise the Lord. And when Sarah told Abraham to take Hagar, you all know the difficulties we are all having now. The descendants of Ishmael, look at the troubles they are giving us. Praise the Lord. They never had any comfort staying in that same roof. Twice, Sarah drove that woman away. So it isn't a comfortable experience or enterprise to have another one being your second wife or third wife or whatever. For various reasons, you have gone for that. You. Amen. Hannah had a problem. We all have challenges and difficulties in marriage. It might not necessarily be your daughter or you yourself. It might be your husband. It might be your daughter. It might be something else. But she chose to do something about it. Some of us will run helter-skelter all over the place. But let me assure you, she chose something that is very, very good. She decided to fast and pray. Amen. What did I say? She decided to do what? Now, in the Bible, we have a day's fast. Then we have 7 days. We have 3 days. Hannah, Esther fasted for 3 days and three nights with prayer. Jonah was in the whale's belly for how many days? 3 days and three nights. Then we have 7 days. When David fasted and prayed for 7 days, isn't it? Then Paul fasted and prayed for 14 days and 14 nights without necessarily eating food. Even if he ate food, it wasn't that strong. Like a coal man, I'm a coal man, my father is a coal man, so I'll say it. Brody Ambisi, no. He fasted and prayed. Amen. And then Daniel fasted, Daniel chapter 10, for 21 days. And we are told he never ate very good food, that he took in something. I'll go further by saying that if anybody should tell you to fast 7 days without food, let me give you a song. After that, you will sing, "Nearer My God to Thee." Praise the Lord. It is 3 days and what? 3 nights without water. Okay? Because 98% of your body consists of liquid. So you don't go beyond 3 days, 4 days. Whoever will tell you that taking me should take his fast and prayer. Then Jesus went 40 days, 40 nights. Moses did the same thing. Elijah too did the same thing. During the Lent, we all went 40 days, isn't it? Albeit we took some water, some fresh juice. We took cream crackers. Hallelujah. They know what they took for the 40 days. Hallelujah. But her prayer and fasting, she was very specific. She was very what? Very what? Very specific. She didn't beat about the bush. She said, "God, if you give me a son, I'll give it to you." You know what? When you are very serious and you are praying and you are doing your own thing in the house of the Lord, somebody was in town to you and jeer at you. It might even be your husband or somebody else. They will say all manner of things, but don't be discouraged. Don't be what? No. Maybe you might be going through a similar thing and they are saying all manner of things. Stop. Why don't you stop? Don't stop. Because the God who called us is faithful. Hebrews 10:23. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24. Faithful. God is what? In fact, the NIV, the current version of the NIV of Luke chapter 37 says, "No word from God will ever fail." I'm quoting it. It is there, the current one. Again, Psalm 119, verse 89, he says, "Your word is eternal." You can depend on God. God is faithful. The thing might delay, But definitely, you know, Hannah for so long didn't have children, isn't it? And yet she kept going to God. The Bible says, and they that wait upon the Lord find time to seek his face. Aminon. But these days, we have like those when we were young. And Milo was like gravels, isn't it? Some of us, not some, those of you in Accra, we're not doing that. But those of us in there, hallelujah, we'll put the Milo in our pockets. While we was going to school, we'll chew. These days, Milo is like powder. Everything is in. So they want Christianity to be what? Instant. You don't worship God like that. She sacrificed, sought the face of God. You are very serious. He's sitting at the gate telling you, what are you doing? Are you drunk? What do you mean? What have you left? Everybody's enjoying and you... No. Sometimes you have to be alone with the Lord. First, Luke chapter 5, verse 16, the NIV. Jesus will often withdraw to lonely places and what? Pray. Often. Lonely. In Matthew chapter 14, 23 and 24. After he had fed them, he went alone to a mountainside. Praise the Lord. In Luke chapter 9, 20, 29, when he was there with Peter, James, and John, he withdrew a little bit further and he prayed. So prayer is one effective weapon the Christian wields. Don't allow anything to prevent you from what? Praying. She prayed. The man discouraged him. But he told Eli, I'm not drunk. My rival has been taunting, disturbing me. Even when I should send any of his children, the insult that will come. Let me assure you, I went to Latin last Saturday to bury a senior colleague, Very Reverend Dr. Bequin. And I never knew the Latin Methodist cemetery is up the mountain and you descend. So I managed to climb, but when we descend, I realized I must be very careful. Or else if I trip, they'll find me down there. So I was stood there and then a chorister came and said, Sofo, do you remember you came to my church? So, no, he said, you started prophesying. I said, so prophecy, fine, that's good. I normally do that. Then he said, you were praying with somebody. I joined you. Then after the prayer, I took you aside and I asked you to pray for my daughter. And whilst praying, you began laughing. Why did you laugh? And you told me after the laughter that my daughter was going to have. 4 years later, last Saturday, he met me at the cemetery. So I was awful. That my daughter had ectopic. They've cut one of the tubes. So anytime she conceived with the other tube, miscarriage. It had become a problem. Then the daughter came back to Ghana from the United States. When she came, she traveled to South Africa. The husband's sperms have been harvested. And he sent them there for artificial insemination. Amen. She came back. He never told the mother. These are daughters. When they are growing, they think all of you have become witches. Amen. He left for the... And then 9 months later, she had brought forth a boy. Hallelujah. I want to assure you, whatever method God will use to give you what you want, leave it alone with him. Praise the Lord. Sometimes I want to conjure. But he says we should trust in the methods. We should trust and what? Obey. Just take God at his word. Take it to heart. It is God who is saying it and nobody else. Ask the lawyers. When the judge is sitting there, the judge is sitting on my right hand side. And the lawyer is in front of me. Praise the Lord. The lawyer will quote to the judge according to Article 62 of the Constitution. Across so. Go to God and do the same thing. Because last Wednesday I was telling them that advocate here on earth who is called the Holy Spirit. In heaven called. And when you go to God according to his word, definitely it's God who has said it. And he won't go back or renege on what he has promised. Amen. So Hannah went to God and told him, if only you give me what? And I will tell you something. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, it says, be fruitful and what? Multiply. In Exodus 23, 25, he says, no discourage nor be barren in our land. In Psalm 113, verse 9, he says that he giveth the barren woman and makes her a happy mother of children. In Psalm 127, verse 3, he says that children are a gift from the Lord and the fruit of the womb is his. Go like that and see if he won't do it. I don't know how he's going to do it. Amen. But go to him according to his word. Hannah did exactly the same thing. I know he might have reminded God that you did it for Sarah. So do it for me. And let me come to my text. She made a vow. If you give me one, I'll give him back to you. In Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 4 and 5, it says, if you make a vow, if you know you can't keep your vow, don't vow at all. If you pledge, make sure that you have redeemed your pledge. Or else, God won't suffer you. I don't want to add what is there. Amen. Some of us will pledge all right here. We are revved up. Your adrenaline will go up. You pledge God, I will do this. I will do that. You go home. And you behave well. And I sense I feel who discouraged the man. So for. Amen. Because the woman went on later. The woman, you go first. They will see if I come to hear from me. So if you know you pledge to God, don't renege. Amen. See, sometimes we change our mind. You said it, but now I have changed my mind. God like that. God will keep the part he plays. Part of the bargain. He will keep his part. So you also have to what? Keep part. And let's see what the Lord will do. Then we are told, listen to me carefully here, over here. I'm going to say something you might think might be wrong, but they are right. We are told that when they went home, Elkanah made love with what? Hannah. Isn't it? But you see, some people think it was Adam made love with Eve. That's why sin came. It is a big lie. The theology is wrong. This is chapter 4. The Bible says, Adam and Eve made love and they started having what? There's nothing wrong with it. In fact, when God told Sarah that you're going to have children, the kitchen said, when I've given you this, you're saying things. Praise the Lord. He sleeps, he what? He's, you know, all men, I'll be 60 on the 16th. Amen. After 60, 65, 70, our menopause will begin from that end. Theirs will begin around 45 and 50. Praise the Lord. Sarah says something. Now that I'm old and my husband too is 100 years, how come? If you can't make this. Hello? You heard what I said? If you can't make love, you can kiss. That one, there's nothing wrong with that. You can cuddle too. Amen. Oh. So to those of you mothers who have said that we are 50, 60, and therefore you don't have any joy, it is a big lie. You are denying your men some pleasure. Amen. Oh. The women are not laughing. Praise the Lord. You can do other things. What did I say? You can do what? You can relax. The only difference is that, let me tell the man, you two, you have enough. You've had 6 children, 4 children. Had enough. Praise the Lord. So now that you are becoming old, take it easy. Amen. But you see, there's something too I want to say over here. Those days were blaming the women. They were barren. But these days, science are proving that the men too are guilty. Yes. The sperms won't swim. Some have their sperms, have their tails cut. Oh, yes. That is the truth. You go to the fertility bank, hospitals, and they will tell you, some men are simply impotent, but the women are called. Amen. Silence. And mothers, advise your young ladies. Some too are destroying their wombs. The womb is not made for abortion. It's not meant for D and what? C. So if you have your daughter who is going out, and what will hurt me most is that you, young man, you go with my daughter, and at the end of the day, you tell her, so for, I don't have any pleasure, God forbid. If you know you are coming for my daughter, then stay there. I won't ask you to stop. But you don't have to dump her like an orange peel. You do whatever you do with her, and then later on, you dump her. And you girls, be very careful. The litmus test is that if any young man comes and he tells you, I want to sleep with you before marriage, tell the person what he's failed. They don't like it, them young ladies. Amen. Or else you destroy your womb. What did I say? You destroy your womb. Sex is meant for marriage. What did I say? Sex is meant for what? That's it. He made love with Elkanah. And they began having children. And you know what? When the boy was old enough to be weaned, he fulfilled his pledge. She fulfilled her pledge and sent her to Eli. Winning might be 3 years. I will normally ask my wife to win them at the age 1.5. They will have to take it for 1.5 years. After all, the breasts are mine. So if you should take it, I don't care. Praise the Lord. That's, the breasts are what? If you think it's not in the Bible, go to Proverbs chapter 5, verse 19. It is there. Let the breasts of your wife satisfy you always. It is there. Today you hear things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then Hannah fulfilled her side of the bargain. The boy back. I'm very sure her rival will insult her. I can't say it in English. You who were barren, you now have a child, and you are the only one who knows God, so you are sending your child over Jedi. She sent his house, but she sent the boy back. Do you know what happened? The story is funny in chapter 2 of 1 Samuel. It says, anytime Hannah was visiting Samuel, Elkanah went with his wife Hannah. It is there. They visited the boy several times, and do you know what? God opened the womb of Hannah and gave her 2 daughters and 3 sons. I like the daughters because their mother, now that she's getting old, my daughters, when they were there, they are now also married. Dada, what will you eat? They will do things. They will pamper me. After the boys, they will come and join me to eat what their daughters have. Amen. You know what? 2 daughters, you will reap whatever you want, you sow. Give to God. And God will bless you. In Acts chapter 17, verse 35 down there, it says that it's more blessed to give than to what? Receive. Give to God. Give your God. Give your provisions to God. Give your substance to God. Bless the Lord with what the Lord has blessed you with. And I want to assure you, God will give it back to you. God will do what? My father went to the north in 1950, worked, and after 42 years, they gave me 102 cedis. And you look at me. All my siblings, except me, the rest are in Oklahoma City with my stepmother. God will find a way of replenishing. In fact, in Joel chapter 2, 25 and 26, it says, he will restore. You give back to him. Give it to him. Don't withhold. In Proverbs 11, 25, 24, 25, it says that there are those who hold unduly and come to poverty. There are those who freely give and yet gain the more. The generous person will be blessed. Hallelujah. So let me encourage you. Maybe up to now you haven't as yet had a child. The envelopes are moving around. Seeing the ATS and pick one. Put some dollars inside. Amen. Put some money inside there. Tell the Lord, I need a son. I need a daughter. My daughter has been married for the past few years. No issue. Today, I want to put you to test like Hannah did. Let's see what the Lord will do. I'm very sure. I'm 100% sure that if you should do this, that problem in your office will stop. That challenge in your home will go away. God will lift up his hand. I've seen God do marvelous things. In one instance, the sister had no womb. No, they told her simply she wasn't going to have anything. Then she pledged and came to me. Then instantly, I told her I was going to have a son, a daughter. The daughter will come on a Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. I should even ask her to call her gift. And the Lord, son, January 1994, the daughter came exactly the time we prophesied. And she brought forth the child, that daughter, at Okonfo-Anokye. Amen. And the third one has come. No womb, no tubes. I want to dare tell you, God is faithful. His word is always what? True. Just leave it with him. Take God at his word. Believe that whatever he has written for you. Hannah was a human being like any of us. Hannah wasn't an angel. It was a human being like us. He trusted God. I want you to put your trust in God this morning. It might be some sickness. God is here to heal you. I will to God. God who answered Hannah will do the same to you this morning. Amen. Can we pray? I need you all. Oh, bless. I come to most grace. No other voice like that can peace afford. I need. Every I need you. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I am. Pass me not, O gentle say. Here. This very moment. And what? At call, do not pass me by, Savior. Savior, Savior, my humble cry. And while others thou art called, do us pass. Before you pray, Canon is my witness. Open your eyes. I ministered with him at, and after the service, I began to ministry, and I said, there was somebody amongst the congregation who was losing his head. Then we prayed. Nobody came, but we prayed. All right. Then a month later, a woman called me. Asofo, I was that woman you were referring to. I was losing my sight rapidly. My husband is at Konfanochi. He had arranged for me to operate on my eyes. I wasn't very sure. They stopped me from coming. Then, not knowing, a group of opticians were coming from the United States. They came with equipment they didn't have, medicines they didn't have. And she had a successful operation. with both sight, those eyes restored completely. Hallelujah. I do not know how God is going to do it. But he's able to do exceedingly, above all that we can ask or think or imagine or guess or dare, believe beyond our highest prayer. Don't go anywhere else. He's right here in this church. I said the other time that a couple were sitting over there. I told them about 3 years ago that they were going to have two girls. As I speak to you now, one came, just come 2 weeks back. Both girls. Amen. If God won't do it in this rich church, you know, R-I-C-H, in this rich church, where else again will he do it? Praise the Lord. So I want you to go ahead. I want you to go to God in prayer. Talk to him. His ears are not closed. I know your challenge. I don't know your difficulty. I don't know your problem. But he will do it. That's why Jesus died. The Bible says, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested to destroy the works of the enemy. If it's your daughter, mention her name and pray over her. If he doesn't do it today, this is going to do it. Very soon your joy will be full. He said, hitherto have we asked nothing in his name, we shall so that our joy will be full. I just want you to pray. Whisper into his ears. It might be your son or your daughter or your daughter-in-law. Don't harass her. Pray for her rather. Pray that your son has heart for good. It might be your business. It's the blessings of the Lord that makes a man rich. He grants men the ability to get wealth. I want you to pray. Talk to him. Hannah didn't shout, but she spoke to God. Eli heard what she was saying. God is no respecter of persons. We all created in his own image and likeness, and Christ didn't just die for the Jews, but all of us. Leave it with him. Friend, we have in Jesus all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what things we offer forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, because we do. One thing I want to do is I want to pray for the sick amongst us. The person might just open your eyes, might not necessarily be here. He might be at home. The Bible provides for that. He says, open your eyes and listen to me. Psalm 7:20 says, and he sent forth his word, and the sick was healed. If it is you, Matthew 8:17 says, he took away your infirmity, bore your sicknesses, and by the stripes of Jesus, if they've told you you are going to die. 1:8:17 says, I won't die, but I what? Yes, you live. Don't listen to what the devil is telling you. Let's bow our heads. Put your hand where the disease is. I want to pray with you. Father, we want to thank you for your word. You went around healing all those who were sick because your son was anointed with your power. You said, wherever two or three are gathered in your name, you are with us. And Father, by faith we know that Hannah waited, but in the long run, Lord, you did what she wanted. Abraham waited for 25 years. Lord, you gave him Isaac and other children. The man who had laid at a poolside for 38 years, in the long run, Lord, you visited that person. You are here with us. Lord, you know the ailments that are disturbing us. Stretch forth your healing arm. Those diseases out of us. Lord, have mercy on us. And then heal the sick amongst us. If the person is not here, Lord, send your word to whoever the sick person is. And just as Paul shouted, in the name of Jesus, any demon behind any disease with us in this room, I command you to leave. Leave them right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, pour the balm of Gilead. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for hearing us. Thank you for hearing us. Lord, I want to thank you for answered prayer. Lord, I commit every woman in this room to your hands. You know some of the challenges our women are going through. I pray, Father, that you give them the strength to go through the challenges. And if it is possible, Lord, solve these problems. Let them go home knowing that, Lord, they've met you this morning. And to everyone who has come, Lord, let this week be a week full of blessings. Let goodness and mercy follow them. Let your presence go with them. In case the enemy should come in like a flood, let your spirit lift up standards against them. 27 verse 3, Lord, in your presence, your fire goes out and burns the enemy. So in case they should come, contend with them. Let your fire consume them. Let your presence go with them. Lord, when we meet again, we'll testify of your goodness and your faithfulness. Lord, I pray that a year by this time, let this church be undated. Women who didn't have children, and yet to bless them with some. Thank you for answered prayer. Lord Jesus, in your name, all of us have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.